Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. So glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. Oh, we're going to be talking about vision issues, your eyes today. No, John Monroe's not going to be with me, but we are going to cover some of those biometric scans that they're now using when you go to your eye doctor. So we're going to talk about that. And also, we may be talking about some of the pharmaceutical drugs that may not be what they seem to be. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, I want to remind folks that Seattle Organic Restaurants have lots of information on their websites beside where to eat in Seattle. Yes, if you have healthy lifestyle issues you want to check out, where to start, how to start, how do you change over to healthier eating. Hey, they've got almost every aspect of a health article that you'd ever want to read up on their website. So it's Seattle Organic Restaurants. Easy to get to them. You go to the powerherbs.com website and just click on links to get their banner. Click the banner and you're there. Bam. And if you ever chatted up with them, tell them I sent you. All right. And let's see, before we do the quacker, a big salute and semper fi, we're praying. Oh, we're always praying for America, praying for our righteous men in uniform, because there's a lot of changes happening to the military, and boy, do they need our prayers. And we need God to just come and save us from this nonsense, and we need his supernatural help. And, I mean, I think you'd have to be, you know, I think Stevie Wonder could see that we have a problem, right? You know, so mind the time, folks. Hit the need. Seek the Lord's face. It's his will to save us from all this nonsense and restore righteousness in this land. Help us to do that. Then he will. But it's our job to ask. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, boy, they got a new surgical knife. Yay. This is one detects cancer. Yeah, it's an experimental surgical knife that they've been using for a couple of years. Surgeons usually, when they remove cancerous tissue, they typically use knives that have heat to them. They kind of cauterize as they go. And also when they use knives like that, there's some sharp smelling smoke that comes up. Obviously, you're burning tissue and so forth. So this knife that they've come out with, it's called the Smart Knife. It's a creation by Dr. Zoltan Takats of the Imperial College in London. So what this Smart Knife does is it sniffs the smoke, and it can tell if the tissue the doctor cut is cancerous or healthy or in between. That's right. So what happens is the smoke gets picked up by the knife, and they compare it to a library of smoke signatures from cancerous and non-cancerous tissues, and the information appears on a monitor screen. Green means that the tissue's healthy. Okay, they can stop cutting there. And red means cancer still detected, and yellow means unidentifiable. It's a question mark. So they've tested this in hospitals since 2010 through 2012. This Smart Knife's been in use. They've tested on cancers including brain, breast, colon, liver, lung, and stomach cancer. And the study report is published in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. And the research for this Smart Knife was paid by the Imperial College of London and also the Hungarian government. Mm. Oh, yeah, and if your hospital near you wants to get a knife such as this, they're going to pay $380,000 for it. Wow. Moving along in the quack report, scientists think they have a handle, hopefully, a handle on Down syndrome. Scientists have correlated the genetic fault gene for Down syndrome. They've isolated in cells in the lab, raising their hopes and prospects of radically having a therapy that will, you know, just kind of just get rid of this disorder in the future. That's what they're shooting for. The United States researchers, they took cells from people with Down syndrome, and they silenced the extra chromosome that causes the condition. So it's the first major step, they're saying, towards chromosome therapy for Down syndrome. So they're saying about 750 babies are born with Down syndrome in Great Britain every year. And globally, about 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 1,100 babies are born globally with Down syndrome. So most live into their middle age. They make it to middle age, but they do have a lot of problems with the disorder. They have heart defects, bowel problems, blood disorders, thyroid problems, and so forth, and learning disability, of course. So they're hoping to eradicate Down syndrome somewhere in the future. And last but not least in the quack report, we're going to go to Texas. Texas is under health watch. They have a number of people in North Texas sick with a Cyclospora. It's a rare infection that spread through raw fruits and vegetables. Let's see, Tarrant County had 10 sick people, Dallas County had 6, and Collin and Denton County had 5. So what it is infected leaves. Victims eat them, and then they get this really bad gastrointestinal discomfort that can last for several weeks. What it is it's a parasite called the Cyclospora, and it leaves waste material on the leaves and skin of the fruits and vegetables, and people eat it and get sick. So they're saying you got to wash the fruits and vegetables really well, and that may not kill the spore. Babies, children, elderly are particularly susceptible to the cyclospora infection. Also, people with weak immune systems and HIV may be overwhelmed with this infection as it dehydrates a lot of people with diarrhea. So heads up there in North Texas. And that wraps the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Well, we're going to talk about your eyes and your vision here, because it's kind of interesting how people these days, they'll go to their eye doctor and they'll get an eye exam, and they're kind of like, a lot of them are kind of surprised that they have to get like a scan of their eye. So if you've been to an eye doctor lately, you may have noticed this change in the eye exam treatment. Now, if you live in a very rural area, which, you know, you have a sole practitioner, you know, an ophthalmologist, maybe he can't afford all the latest equipment, so you're still going to receive the traditional eye exam, you know, the manual, dilate the eyes and look in there kind of exam. Now, most of the eye docs now have invested in eye scan equipment. So now there seems to be this slight difference, though, in the equipment, which scans the retina, and that uses a laser. And then there's the other equipment that scans the iris, which uses digital photography. Now, both types of scans are considered ocular-based identification technologies. And is this technology safe? And is it really necessary if you go for a routine eye exam? Well, we're going to find out. So doctors tell us that our eyes are as unique as a fingerprint. So each eye has this unique psychological characteristic to it, or physiological characteristic, I should say. And just as a fingerprint is unique, so are the blood vessels that are in the retina area of your eye. They create this unique pattern of vessels, like a web. So the iris, now on the other hand, has also a unique color pattern, and the odds of both of your eyes, your irises and your eyes, being identical are kind of rare. So if you ask your doctor why a laser retina scan is necessary and why can't you just do the exam the old-fashioned way, well, you're going to get the textbook answer. You're going to hear, the laser allows me to see more detail, to measure the thickness of the eye tissue, and to identify any abnormalities like tumors. So, in other words, we're to believe that the old-fashioned eye exam just dilated your pupils and really didn't show the doctor much of anything. Do you believe that? Well, I got to ask that question. Let's check out the scan differences for a second. The retinal laser scan will show the structure of your eye, your capillaries of blood that feeds the retina, and the network pattern of these vessels. So your retina is so unique that even identical twins will have completely different vessel patterns. However, diseases such as diabetes, glaucoma, retinal degenerative disorders can actually alter the retinal pattern and even change the look of the retina. So retinal scans, they take about twice as long to do, 45 seconds, twice as long as the iris scan. And retinal scans, we're told, can also tell if a person is pregnant, has syphilis, malaria, chickenpox, AIDS, leukemia, lymphoma, and sickle cell anemia. So the structure of the eye can also change if someone has congestive heart failure, arterial sclerosis, and cholesterol issues. So the retina can change depending on your health status. So the iris, though, the iris scan, that will map the diameter and the size of your pupil and iris and the color and the pattern. And unlike the retina scan, the structure of your iris is going to be pretty stable. It's not going to change. So to get the intricate structure of the iris, digital camera technology is used. It's not a laser, but it's digital camera technology. So this technology uses statistical and mathematical algorithms to map the iris, and voila, a digital template of your eye could one day end up in the Stepford Wives, right? Just kidding. But you get the picture, right? No pun intended. Your scan actually winds up in massive identification databases where unambiguous details of your eyes are stored. So the database is capable of searching millions of templates per second to find a match. So the technology is used for military and national security facilities, passport-free border crossings, national ID cards and systems, and, of course, getting going to your local school to pick up your kid. Apparently, a lot of the schools are going to the iris scan. So an iris scan can perform at a distance at about 10 inches, whereas the retinal scan requires very close contact. So there are mild and temporary side effects to the laser retinal scan. You can have eye redness and pain and blurred vision, but it's temporary. Whereas there's no known side effects for the digital iris scan. Well, let's look at the cost. You may wonder what it costs to have a retinal scan, and does your insurance cover it? Well, if your scan was done for the purpose of diagnosing a medical condition, let's say, maybe you're seeing flashes of light, your eyes just feel itchy or heavy, so that would fall under the medical part of your insurance. And for the purpose of diagnosing your medical condition, it most likely would be covered under that part of the insurance. But if you were seen for your routine annual eye exam and you had the scan done because, you were talked into it, most likely that's not going to be covered by your insurance. The scan itself, excluding your eye exam, just the scan of your retina is going to cost about $100. Well, they got to pay for that equipment somehow, right? Well, let's talk about dry eyes, because a lot of folks that are coming away from their eye exams these days, they're getting diagnosed with having dry eyes. So what causes this condition? Well, the glands that supply the eye with tears are affected, and it could be caused by an infection or even inflammation. Another possibility is that you have air from maybe a fan that is constantly blowing on you, and this can dry out the tear film of your eye, so you don't want to be exposed to continuous air blowing. Also, menopause can be a contributory side effect to dry eye, as well as certain drugs. So if you're taking like antihistamines or birth control medicines, that can also create dry eye. Now, people who suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, vascular disease, and autoimmune disorders called Sjögren syndrome can also develop a dry eye. And the symptoms that accompany your dry eye are going to be pain, light sensitivity, a feeling that, something's in your eye, itching, redness, blurred vision, and maybe even some pressure where your eyes feel kind of heavy and tired, fatigued. So there are obviously over-the-counter eye drops for this, but they are kind of loaded with pharmaceutical-type ingredients and preservatives. Read your labels, folks. And one of the newer drugs for dry eye is called Restasis. Have you seen the commercials for that? Well, you want to do your homework on that drug and check out the side effects. They are going to be burning, stinging, pain, itching, blurred vision, feeling like something's in your eye, and even discharge from your eye. The more severe reactions are going to be rash, severe itching, dizziness, trouble breathing, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat. Kind of sounds like Restasis could actually make your dry eye kind of worse, not better. So you know, do your homework. Now, a friend of mine, John Monroe, if you've been listening to Herb Talk, you know, he's been on occasionally. He works with Dr. Banker's group out in Boulder, Colorado, and they're the natural vision correction folks. And I was talking with him, and we got on the subject of dry eye, and he suggested one could try colloidal silver drops, like 10 parts per million, and use that on the eye to moisture the eye. Also, if you have an infection, it'll take care of that. Also, he recommended 500 milligrams of magnesium citrate to take internally twice a day instead of using the over-the-counter prescription drops. So that's a thought for you guys out there. I have also personally have used mullein tincture internally to help soothe eye glands, because mullein does soothe all the glands of the body, including the eye glands that help moisturize your eye with fluids and lubricants. So you want to just, you know, give the glands some TLC and soothe the glands. And I've also taken a tip from John, and I have added colloidal silver to an herbal eye wash product that we use at Apothecary Herbs. We make that, and that's very good at clearing away itchiness, you know, mucus, things that cause allergy eye, and just revitalize and refresh the eye. It's very nice. Also helps with vision correction as well. So they help restore the eye's moisture, and it's all natural and without side effects, and most likely less expensive. Now, the benefit when you use natural stuff like that is you don't have to use it very long. You're not on it forever, you know, and you're not having to go back and get, you know, prescription checked, you know, and make sure that you can get the drug because the doctor's in control of that. Also, you want to avoid, if you have dry eye out there, you want to avoid drinking alcohol, because if you suffer from dry eye, apparently one or two drinks of alcohol makes dry eye worse. So even in moderation, alcohol is a problem. A new study on that is up on the website, and you could go to allaboutdryeye.com and click on the alcohol drinking tab and see what it says there. So, and what about eye pressure? Because we hear a lot about that. You may get several answers to a question: what's normal eye pressure out there? If you asked your doctor or optometrist, ophthalmologist, if you ask several people, you're going to get slightly different answers. So what is, if you're trying to seek the genetic range of what eye pressure is, well, eye pressure is measured in millimeters of mercury, just like they use to measure weather barometers, okay? So historically, the measurement for eye pressure that's under 21 is what eye docs like to see. Now, some physicians will say a normal eye pressure range is between 8 and 23. Others may say, no, it's between 10 and 21. Whereas some experts say the optimum range for eye pressure for real healthy eyes is between 10 and 15. So now if you have eye pressure over 21, you're getting into the area of ocular hypertension, and you could be at risk of developing glaucoma. So what affects your eye pressure? Well, it's lifestyle. That's the main ingredient: diet, exercise, if you're on prescription meds, and of course your alcohol consumption. So if you're diabetic, if you have sleep apnea, if you have high blood pressure, if you smoke, if you are very nearsighted, like a negative 6, you know, or worse, if you take long-term steroids for arthritis, then guess what? Your eye pressure could be at a higher risk than somebody that doesn't have those problems. So you better keep a check on that and not go over 21. Now, research on a glaucoma patient showed that by walking briskly about for 40 minutes every day reduces the eye pressure 2.5 points within about 3 months. So that's cool. So circulation is that major factor in regards to degeneration diseases of the eye. So just remember, you know, blood brings healing. Got to get the blood up there. And as John Monroe has pointed out several times on the show, those little capillaries that feed the retina of the eye, blood, nutrition, oxygen, are about the size, the diameter of a human hair. So it's easy to get them clogged up with fat and cholesterol, isn't it? Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the nutrition for your healthy eyes. What can you beef up to help your eyes out? Well, scientists report that the highest concentration of zinc is going to be in your retina's macula. So you got to have zinc. So if you're using tranquilizers or sedatives, birth control pills, recreational drugs, those are all going to lower your zinc content. It's also going to reduce the oxygen supply to your retina. Long-term zinc deficiency also leads to blindness. So another nutrient your eyes really depend on for good health is vitamin C. So the retina needs 20 times more vitamin C than the blood system requires. So if you assemble your meals to include foods that are going to be rich in vitamin C and E, beta-carotene, that's going to help protect your vision from cataracts, macular degeneration, and a whole lot more. So you can eat more leafy green vegetables, nuts, fruits, along with whole grain cereal, and do your eyes a favor. And there's also, yes, there is, there's herbs for the eyes. There are several herbs that will assist you in protecting your eye health. Now, I like to use Eye Bright, bayberry bark, raspberry leaf, golden seal root, and a little bit of cayenne for circulation to the eye. And you're going to find all those ingredients in the herbal eye wash that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. Now, for a liquid formula that's excellent for allergy eye, what you do with this eye wash is you don't put it directly in the eye. You dilute it in distilled water to wash the eye, and you bathe the eye in this formula. So the concentrate goes a long way because you're only using drops in an ounce of distilled water to do an eye wash. And it's very good for pink eye, conjunctivitis, allergy eye, like I said, dry eye, of course. So you can check that out. Now, if you're a smoker, they also have a formula called Smoker's Helper. So it's a nice, inexpensive, non-toxic way to give you some extra help in quitting smoking, some little help there. Now, if you have a cardiovascular issue, they do have some cardiovascular formulas as well for circulation to the eye. They have brain concentrate. They have circulation formula. They have cholesterol, blood pressure, heart formulas. And if you think you're not getting enough zinc and vitamin C and so forth into your diet, you can kind of supplement it with their Body Foundation food mix, which is a powder. You throw in juice, drink it at breakfast, and it's in the system in 60 seconds. So there's no pills to swallow. It's cool. And they do have diabetic formulas as well if you tend to have that issue. So lots there to check out on their website or to request a free product catalog. You can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a phone call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Their website, of course, is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, of course, if you are on the website, don't forget to sign up for their free online newsletters that they'll mail out to you free of charge every week with lots of healthy information and herb tips and secrets in there. And all you have to do is sign up online, and you'll be added to the mail queue, and that'll go out to you every week. And best of all, you'll get some discount coupons that you can use towards your herbal products at the powerherbs.com website, or you can just mention it when you call in an order. So very cool stuff, great free information, healthy stuff to empower you, plus you'll save some money on some fabulous products. And that's all good, isn't it? I know, it is. Well, I tell you, it's July is we're in the smack middle of July, but, you know, before July is going to be history, and we're going to be in August, and the dog days of summer are winding down, right? So time just keeps a-rolling. And speaking of time, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Don't you fight it, do that conga beat.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Strangers to love, you know the rules, and so
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to be talking about some of the drugs out there, some of the drugs that, you know, we weren't told the truth about, right? And there may be some drugs that you're taking or your family's taking, somebody, a friend of yours is taking. You know, sometimes scientific evidence can be like trying to find the forest, however the trees are blocking your view, you know? So in the medical science world, statistics can be contorted and percentages are used to kind of exchange or enhance the drug's benefits. So if you ever wondered why there are so many cardiovascular drugs on the market, have you wondered that? Well, if scientific studies are a sham, it isn't long before, you know, people start noticing, you know, that people are dropping like flies and the drugs that were meant to protect them aren't working, so new drugs are created, see. So it is said that a person who frames the debate wins the debate. So it can also be said that a drug company that structures the drug study and selects and pays for the researchers to run the study, well, they'll reap the rewards of such studies, see. Okay, let's talk about how they do this, how the drug companies tweak these numbers and fool even doctors who read the peer review articles. So here's an example. Let's say you have drug A and you want to sell, you sell it as a medicine to maybe reduce heart attacks, let's say. So according to FDA laws, you have to have scientific evidence supporting your claims and therefore you produce a study. In your study, you'll also have a control group using a placebo, maybe a sugar pill. So the results come in, and the group that took the placebo had maybe a 1% risk reduction, and the group that took the drug had maybe a 3% risk reduction. Therefore, the true difference between these two groups is what? 2%. Not a whole lot of difference there. But the pharmaceutical company just spent all this money making and testing this drug. And every day that goes by that it's not approved and on the market, they're losing millions. So how can they make those numbers pay off? Well, they make the differences between the two groups look better than they actually are. There is what they call an absolute difference in percentages, and then there's the percentage difference. Let me talk about illusion of verbiage there, let me tell you. So in other words, it's kind of like carnival statistics, the juggling act, or the David Copperfield making the real numbers disappear. So in order to get their percentage difference, they'll take and divide the percentage results. So they'll take one and divide it by three, and then multiply that answer by 100, and they magically now have a 33% difference. Their drug is 33% better than a sugar pill. Isn't that cute? So this is how they list their relative risk of reduction in their studies and turn a drug that's a dud into a drug that will make some serious cha-ching. Yeah. So sometimes when the absolute numbers are too low, you know what they do? They just grab numbers out of thin air. I'm not going to let all that money go down the rabbit hole. Well, let's talk about their write-ups. The next thing that the pharmaceutical companies do is they get ghostwriters, and they have them step in and write something that seems plausible for the new drug that's about to be launched with lots of media fanfare. So they got to write this up, make it look really good in the peer review articles that your physicians read. So it has to be scientifically convincing if it is going to be, you know, appear in the medical journals. So if you were a corporate drug company, which would you rather have entered into print about your drug, that there was a 2% absolute difference or a 33% relative risk reduction? So it is standard procedure in ghostwriting to use relative risk reduction numbers. And if you can do basic math and balance a checkbook, you are able to see through the statistical smokescreen. Some real examples are, and here they are, take a pencil or a pen and write this down in case you or somebody you know is on this drug. Provacol. real, the Provocol real absolute reduction is 3.1%, but the write-up for this drug listed a relative risk reduction of 21%. Okay. Zocor, real absolute reduction was 3.3%, and the relative risk reduction that they touted in print was a whopping 29%. Lipitor, real absolute reduction after nearly 5 years of testing was zero, not a zip. Rather than face the financial loss, they printed a 20% relative risk reduction in coronary events and ignored the 40% relative risk increase in side effects of stomach pain, weakness, headache, respiratory arrest, bone pain, chest pain, flu-like symptoms, frequent urination, pale stool, edema, and yellowing of the eyes and skin. In other words, the heart and liver failure was right behind this drug. Oh, yeah. Okay, another one was Crestor. Real absolute reduction for heart attack or stroke by this drug was 0.9%. Wasn't even 1%. 0.9. But the drug companies publish a relative risk reduction of, are you ready? 53%. Let me read you Mark Halfke, MD. He's this is taken from the New England Journal of Medicine. He said this, Dr. Halkey said this, the absolute differences in risk are more clinically important than the relative reductions in risk in deciding whether to recommend a drug therapy, since the absolute benefits of treatment must be large enough to justify the associated risks and costs. Right. All right. So the medical studies are paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. The data from the studies is controlled by the pharmaceutical companies. There really isn't any scientific evidence when the numbers are manipulated, as in the examples I just given you. Therefore, the journal write-ups are just paid advertising to the target market, your medical doctors, to push the drugs onto the patient. So deep pockets can buy the research, to hype benefits and conceal the risks of the drug. And according to chemist Shane Ellison, who is an author and who has been on this show, he says 75% of the clinical trials published in medical journals, the Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, he says, are paid for by pharmaceutical corporations. You know, my brother's a very skeptical guy when it comes to modern medicine. He says that, to him, doctors offer the SWAG method, S-W-A-G, SWAG, scientific wild-ass guess. He's probably closer to being right than any of these journal articles. Well, let me read you a deputy editor, Journal of the American Medical Association, 2009, said this in print. This is all about bypassing science. Medicine is becoming a sort of cloud cockatoo land where doctors don't know what papers they can trust in the journals and the public doesn't want to believe. And if you're getting a lot of money from corporate sponsors, it's easy just to get the impression that you'll get even more money from your sponsors for future research if you don't write up the negative results. So this style of research has torn the fabric of scientific method by masquerading as science, but in reality it's nothing more than dirty sales ploys to push patients into buying drugs, and it puts their life at risk. Yeah, it's all about the money. I want to give you a heads up. Also, mixing your drugs now with your alternative herbal products is really not recommended. You don't want to do that because a lot of times the herbs will mess with your prescription uptake, and you can either take too little or not enough. And so it's better just to decide to pick one form of therapy or the other. Okay. And really, when you do that, it's all in what you believe. The medical community has us believing the cholesterol in our body is poison, but it's an important element to your body, just as important as water is. So you have to have cholesterol for your body to make steroids and hormones, to digest food, to help the liver make bile and digestive enzymes to neutralize toxins, to keep your immune system working, to protect you from viruses and bacteria, also to protect you from LDL cholesterol, to destroy MRSA virus and staph infections, to stabilize cell membranes, to help interlock lipid molecules, and to help rebuild body tissue. That's what cholesterol does, guys. So without cholesterol, your tissues actually break down. You just simply fall apart, literally. So if you have the ability to protect yourself from heart disease and strokes without pharmaceutical drugs, well, I would do that. You know, learn how. Heart disease is the result, really, of not getting enough of the right nutrition, and that is why all the heart drugs in the world really won't make a dent in that pandemic of heart disease we have. So your food is your medicine, your medicine's your food. You know who said that? Hippocrates said that. So if you're not eating folic acid foods like your vitamin B foods, then you're putting yourself at risk. You're going to need that. If you'd like a free list of foods that are rich in certain nutrients that you think you're low on, we send out a master list called the Alphabet Food List. Apothecary Herbs will email it or snail mail it to you completely free. So you can ask for that. You just simply pick up the phone and give them a call or send them an email off the website, thepowerherbs.com. But if you don't have internet, call them at 866-229-3663, and they'll make sure that they get you a food list. And, of course, you know, if you're low on nutrients and you need some help, the Body Foundation food mix they make is totally awesome. It's powder. It's water-soluble when you mix it with vegetable or citrus juice or just plain water. And it's in the system in 60 seconds. There's no pills to digest. So very efficient delivery of all organic nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant proteins. And you'll just be amazed at how perked up you get when you take that stuff. And it's available, all organic, and you could get a month's supply for like $40, you know? Very cool. All right, thepowerherbs.com, you can check it out there, 866-229-3663. And let's see, now if you sign up for the newsletters, if you're visiting the website, sign up for the American Survival Newsletter or the Health Quest or both, whichever, and you'll get discount coupons that you can use on the powerherbs.com website, mail order, phone, whatever, and save some money and get healthy. That's what I'm talking about right there. Mm. All right. We had Dr. Carly on Tuesday, and boy, did we chat it up about stuff, especially about vaccines and everything. Oxford University, a new generation of vaccines, they say, is on the horizon. They want universal vaccines. They want vaccines that are, you know, super fast delivery, super fast made. Forget the testing. We know what we're doing, right? Each year, flu vaccines, you know, usually require expensive reformulation to include what medical science thought would be the most prevalent strains of viruses, right? We have about 20 distinct influenza strains. And they do have subtypes to them. Usually two major proteins a virus has on the surface. So depending on the strain that they're going to use in their vaccine, there's all these variety of subtypes that they can pick from that affect humans and even animals. So, for example, science has labeled some flus subtype A, and some get more subtypes after that. and like the avian flu influenza has AH5. So you have all these strains of influenza. Then you got influenza B strains, which have a higher mortality rate and pose a greater threat. That's becoming more of an epidemic they're seeing. So, and then you have the milder flu strains that are influenza C subtypes, and they're classified as, you know, being mild. So we have numerous strains and subtypes of influenza viruses, and they often mutate. So how can they keep up with it? Well, medical science, instead of trying to keep up with all these different mutating strains and attempting to, you know, second guess what's coming down the, you know, the road for this fall and winter, to attack and kill, they want to make a universal protein with that will kill all the influenza virus strains. And you probably are saying, well, that's all right. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, according to the CDC and the British government, the universal vaccine, they say, is going to save governments billions of pandemic dollars in pandemic treatments, reduce a vaccine shortages and cost, and also those months of spending making virus proteins on chicken eggs will be a thing of the past. They're using tobacco leaves and insects and all kinds of things instead. That's right. Now, Consumer Reports did a survey. They said 37% of Americans plan every fall season, winter season, to get the flu shot. Wow. 37%. But you know what the CDC shoots for? 80%. They shoot for at least 80% of the populace getting vaccinated. The problem is they jack up a lot of these vaccines with T cells. Scientific journals will promote vaccines that have T cell stimulators in them. And medical science is hoping that these types of vaccines will be safer for the very young and even the elderly who do not usually do well with traditional flu shots. So the scientific research on this type of vaccine is currently based on limited human trials. And Mark Fiedler, he's a microbiologist, says it appears to be safe. However, I think that larger trial groups should be done to confirm the findings and to track the technology to move forward. University of Texas Board conducted a similar study on this with 60 volunteers, and they determined that their testing groups, the results were published in the Journal of Vaccine, and they were fine. So, but that's not what Dr. Carley has been reading as well. She's been digging, and of course, medical science and human influenza strains, all these proteins and subtypes. Are you willing to risk it? Do you think the testing is there? I personally won't go near a hypodermic needle. I don't care what it is they say that's in there that's going to benefit me. I'll take my chances with the pathogen using God's good herbs to beef up my immune system, and thank you very much. And how many times have we not heard people get the flu after they get inoculated? It's incredible how sick people get. And let me read you what Martin Thomas, he writes The People's Doctor. He says this: when immunity to disease is acquired naturally, the possibility of reinfection is only 3.2%. So if you allow your immune system to fight the infection naturally, you won't get that infection again. It's very rare that you will get it. So, and we're not allowing immune systems to work, folks. And this is why we have such trouble, and people are on so many drugs and antibiotics and antihistamines and cough suppressants, and it's just incredible how they line up and pay all this money, and they're sick even longer. So if you're interested in learning how to reestablish a healthy immunity, because if you've had any of those products, your immune system's been compromised. And I think you should honor and support what God gave you rather than bypass it and suppress it. So, I mean, obviously use common sense And I would use antibiotics as a last resort. But give your immune system the chance and support it. And the way to do that is to use nutritional products that will help support the immune system to work more efficiently, more effectively, faster. And, of course, there are little tricks on not suppressing your natural immunity so that your duration of illness is shortened significantly. If you'd like to learn how to do that, that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. We're the immune system boosting experts and organ cleansing specialists. So that's what we like to do. And we like to teach you how to do it. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. It's not supposed to be hard. You're not supposed to depend on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. That's right. So God said herbs are here for the service of man. I believe him. And I hope you will too, and learn how to beef up your immune system, because there may come a day when medical products, drugs, treatment may be scarce. A lot of people are worried about that. So you better have a backup plan. Everybody's running around getting their backup food, their ammunition, their currency. Well, that's great. Do that. But don't forget about your immune system ammo. Yeah? Your backup medicinals. You got to have that. A lot of the over-the-counter stuff has a very short shelf life, and even your prescription drugs, too. I think 2 years or less. But how would you love to, wouldn't you love to have herbs with a 10-year shelf life? Products that will work quickly, delivery systems that are in the system quickly in 60 seconds, long shelf life, no refrigeration required. Yeah, well, you need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're gonna tap you into all that. And you can give them a call and ask for their free product catalog, and they'll send that out to you. First class mail. And their number is 866-229-3663, and get a free product catalog. Of course, you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can actually download their PDF version of the catalog if you like. But if you don't have the internet, don't worry. Mail order catalog, order form, toll-free number, you can get what you need quickly and efficiently and with a money-back guarantee. Lots of information comes with the products, so you get educated as you go. And we're here to answer your questions. If you have questions or concerns, just give us a call. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Well, I can see by the clock we're just about out of time. If you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't be shy. Let me know. Drop me an email or give me a call, and we'll try to fit it in. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.